Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today we're taking some time to fundraise for our annual spring drive, and we have a number of surprises on today's show, excerpts from previous programs, and also a few tunes that we weren't able to get in during previous programs. So I hope you'll stay with us and take a moment to consider the role this station plays in your life and make a gift to honor the vital information and inspiration KNKX brings you every day. We count on listeners to step forward and support the programs they love during drives like this, and hope you'll join us today. Go to the KNKX website and click on the donate button in the upper right-hand corner, and you'll find the full information at knkx.org. Look over the thank you gifts while you're there. knkx.org. We'd like to begin today with a piece we ended with last week. This is from a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, and we didn't have time to play the whole piece on last week's program, so to be sure we get it in, we're going to start off with it today. This is a tune out of the Count Basie Band book, and it's introduced here by the co-director of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, Michael Brockman.
It's one of our very favorites, written by the great Frank West. And Frank West was our guest with Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra about 12 years ago. It was a thrill to play with him, and this is one of the pieces that he brought to us. This is titled Half Moon Street. Thank you.
Jay Thomas on the trumpet, Devon Lewis on drums, Randy Halberstadt on the piano, Milo Peterson on guitar. That's Andy Omdahl on the lead trumpet, Andy Omdahl, and the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra.
Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in concert there with all those outstanding soloists in a performance recorded at the Edmonds Center for the Arts during the recent set of concerts by the SRJO conducted by Michael Brockman. All those great soloists, all resident musicians who live in the Seattle area. The tune Half Moon Street, written by Frank West, an arrangement for the Count Basie Orchestra. Typical of the wonderful performances we bring you regularly on this program. We're out recording several times a month, most months, and we bring the best of the results to you here on Jazz Northwest on Sunday afternoons. When you can't get out to see live music in person, we bring live music to you. For over 30 years, we've had our ears on performances throughout the region on Jazz Northwest, recordings from the Seattle Art Museum, from Tula's Jazz Club, from the Kirkland Performance Center, from Jazzport Townsend, from the Ballard Jazz Festival, and all over. Last year, we also expanded our coverage of live music by capturing some video of performances at local festivals, and you can see those on our website at knkx.org. Continuing in 2019 with a trip to Centrum's Jazzport Townsend, where we'll gather some performances to share on the YouTube channel. Episodes of Jazz Northwest and videos from past jazz festivals are available to you anytime online because of listener support, and that's what we're asking for today. To donate, visit knkx.org. In the upper right-hand corner of the opening screen, there's the button for support. Click that, and you'll find all the details. Make it a sustaining gift and make it $10 a month as a sustaining member, and your gift will be renewed automatically year after year. You won't have to remember about when it's time to give. Your gift can be made through a debit or credit card or through electronic funds transfer from your checking account. And when you give this way, it saves time and resources for you and for us. If you're already a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly gift to strengthen your impact. Your membership of $10, $20, $30 or more per month will be automatically renewed each year, saving time, money, and resources. More of your donation goes to work and directly to the programs you count on. Become a sustaining member today by giving online at knkx.org. Thanks for listening to Jazz Northwest here on KNKX on Sunday afternoons, and this is a show totally devoted to jazz in our own backyard. The artists who are playing here and now, both the resident musicians and the visiting artists. We share the new CDs, and we record live jazz on location in clubs, concerts, and festivals, and also share some historical recordings as well. Last fall, we brought out new CDs from live broadcasts we produced in the 60s with Cannonball Adderley and the Jack Wilson Quartet with Roy Ayers from the Penthouse. And we continue to cover concerts today by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, the Art of Jazz Concerts at the Seattle Art Museum, Jazzport Townsend, the Ballard Jazz Festival, the Earshot Jazz Festival. You can support this unique show and keep it on the air by making a contribution to KNKX right now during this program. Go to knkx.org and make a pledge now. If you've never contributed to KNKX before, you can make a one-time contribution of any amount. Or if you've been giving during each pledge drive, think about becoming a sustaining member. $10, $15, $20, or $25 a month. Set up automatic payments on our website. Take a look now and see how easy it is. knkx.org. KNKX is a listener-supported station, and the largest single source of our funding comes from listeners just like you. Please become a sustaining member today with a monthly gift that's right for you, and your sustained giving will provide us with a steady revenue stream we can rely on. When you become a sustaining member, you join over 12,000 of your fellow listeners who've also committed to making sure a trusted source for news and information has a future in our region. Give a little bit every month, just as you do to other services you depend upon, to provide a funding service we can count on. If you're a new listener to KNKX, consider the positive difference KNKX makes on your daily life. Always there to inform and inspire you. Please be there for us with your first gift today. Visit knkx.org and click on the donate button in the upper right-hand corner. knkx.org. back to music now as we continue with the Bill Anschild Trio playing at the Seattle Art Museum as part of the Art of Jazz series. This is a long-standing series that grows out of a partnership between the Seattle Art Museum, Earshot Jazz, and KNKX. The concerts are presented on the second Thursday of each month, free in the public space of the Seattle Art Museum, from 5:30 to 7:30, absolutely free admission. We'll be listening to the Bill Anschild Standards Trio. It's so named because their repertoire is drawn entirely from the Broadway musical-type standard tune of Cole Porter, George Gershwin, Jerome Kern et al. However, the arrangements are anything but standard. Lots of fresh ideas here. Bill Anschild's on piano, Jeff Johnson on bass, and this one is introduced by the drummer, Devon Lewis. I'll let you discover the title as they play it. Bill Anschild's Standards Trio at the Seattle Art Museum.
Thank you.
Bill Anschell's Standards Trio, with Bill Anschell at the piano, Jeff Johnson on bass, and Devon Lewis on drums, recorded in performance at the Seattle Art Museum, playing Caravan by Juan Tizol and Duke Ellington. Part of the monthly series on the second Thursday of each month at the Seattle Art Museum, a co-production of Earshot Jazz and the Seattle Art Museum with the support of KNKX. Kendra Shank and John Stoll were there just this last month, and we've got a song that we weren't able to include in the earlier broadcast, so that's coming up shortly. Meanwhile, I'll remind you, you're listening to 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with live jazz around the sound through this program, Jazz Northwest. KNKX is a listener-supported station, and the largest single source of our funding comes from listeners just like you. Please become a sustaining member today with a monthly gift that's right for you. Your sustained giving will provide us with a steady revenue stream we can depend upon. When you become a sustaining member, you join over 12,000 fellow listeners who've also committed to making sure a trusted source for news and information and jazz and blues has a future in our region. A little bit each month, just as you do for other services you depend upon. If you're a longtime KNKX listener and have been meaning to make a gift for a while, now's the time to act. Just takes a couple of minutes to call in or complete the online form. Then you can continue on as a listener, knowing you've done your part to keep the great programs coming on KNKX. Go to the website at knkx.org, click on the red button up in the upper right corner that says Donate, and you'll find full information there. You can make a one-time gift or become a sustaining member. That agreement will continue until you conclude it. A vital local music scene can sometimes be overshadowed by focus placed on international pop stars, but thankfully, we live in a region that has historically celebrated local talent and artists and musical innovation. KNKX is a crucial part of that scene. Local musicians into our studios for one-of-a-kind performances, covering festivals from Seattle to Victoria to Port Townsend, and promoting regional artists by featuring them at public events and on the air. The breadth and reach of KNKX's role in regional music is significant, and your support keeps the Northwest jazz community alive and thriving. Visit knkx.org to find out how you can help. We also like to provide you with information about who's playing where around the area. The drummer just heard, Devon Lewis, is leading his own group tonight at Tula's, so you might like to check that out. Also on the calendar this afternoon, Maxine Gordon, who was married to the great tenor saxophonist Dexter Gordon, has written a book called Sophisticated Giant, and she'll be doing a reading at 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Elliott Bay Book Company. Society Red and Little Dex, a tribute to Dexter Gordon and Hadley Callaman, who played a lot in this area, will be at the Royal Room tonight starting at 7:30, and Maxine Gordon will be on hand for that one as well. Coming up on Monday night at the Royal Room, the Golden Ear Awards, Earshot's annual honoring of the best of Northwest jazz talent by popular vote. Alex Dugdale's Fade Quartet will be playing. Down in Olympia, Maria Joyner Wolf's Septet will be playing at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia on Monday night. Another book reading on Tuesday, a reading of Queen of Bebop by Elaine Hayes, with Gail Pettis doing some vocals in the style of Sarah Vaughan. That will be at the Kirkland Arts Center at 620 Market Street in Kirkland. That's not the Kirkland Performing Arts Center, but the Kirkland Arts Center. It's about 6 blocks north of Marina Park in Kirkland. You'll find much more information about good places to go and things to do and see on the KNKX calendar. And check out knkx.org. Lots of information there, as well as streamable programs and music from our previous Jazz Northwest programs. All of this made possible by listeners like you, who are ongoing contributors as sustaining members to KNKX. More information at knkx.org. Click on Donate. When you hear a great jazz or blues recording, it feels like you're right there in the room and the musicians are playing just for you. And it's that kind of feeling that helps make KNKX so special, because we play for you. It's locally programmed. Our hosts live right here in our community. We're dedicated to the support of great jazz and blues and its availability for everyone who lives in Western Washington and beyond. Dedication, no matter how strong, isn't enough to keep KNKX healthy and on the air by itself, but that takes funding. And that's where you come in. The great majority of that funding comes from listeners like you. Visit knkx.org to see how you can help. Here's another performance recorded recently at the Seattle Art Museum. The singer is Kendra Shank, who used to live in Seattle and worked quite a bit around this area before relocating to New York City, where she's made her home for quite a few years now. She's joined by longtime friend John Stowell on guitar, and the three of us discovered a mutual love for the music of Fred Hirsch.
Here's a tune from our album, and it's just a beautiful song by Fred Hirsch about a mother's love. My mom used to sing me to sleep at night with torch songs and lullabies. This story is very dear to my heart. It's very much like my childhood. Songs and lullabies, gentle sighs, play softly in the quiet air. The shadows grow, even though she feels the sunlight everywhere. It's in her heart, it's on his face. As now she watches him, studying the rhythm of his breathing. Perfect is he. He's made her heart a prisoner, and for her, it's something that will always stay. Immovable, powerful, because he needs her for today. She'll show her joy, she'll hide her pain. One day she'll let him go, find his wings, and hope that he'll remember somewhere inside him, her songs and lullabies. songs and lullabies, gentle sighs play softly in the quiet air. The shadows grow, even though she feels the sunlight everywhere. It's in her heart, it's on his face. As now she watches him, studying the rhythm of his breathing. Will he remember her songs and lullabies?
Thank you. John Stowell.
And Kendra Shank doing the vocal. John Stowell on guitar. Beautiful Fred Hurst song called Songs and Lullabies, performed during the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum last month, and you heard most of that on a previous program here, but you didn't hear that song. We saved that for you for today during the Spring Fun Drive. So good to hear Kendra and John together so beautifully, and a very rapt audience at the Seattle Art Museum. This is 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene, blues, and NPR News. It's spring drive time, and today we're asking you to be one of the listeners that drives the action here at KNKX by contributing to our $400,000 goal. Reaching this goal before the drive ends on March 14th secures the resources that will allow us to continue on and thrive as the place you turn to for inspiring music, enlightening stories, and community connections in 2019. We're asking you to take that extra important step from listener to member by helping us reach this $400,000 goal. As a KNKX listener, your support is essential to the survival and success of an independent public media in your community. Here at KNKX, we're dedicated to the cause of jazz and blues music. That's important because it's getting harder to find jazz and blues on radio stations anywhere in the country. It's the music we love and the music that we're dedicated to supporting and empowering on the air and in this community. And since you're listening to KNKX, there is a good chance you share our feelings. It's something you value, something you count on to be part of your day, something you can't imagine being without. And it's because of the importance that this music holds for you that KNKX asks you for your contribution today. Keeping jazz and blues strong and vibrant on the air and in the community takes the support of those who care about it. Donate now. Go to knkx.org and click on the button in the upper right-hand corner of the screen. It takes you to more information and how you can be a part of this. When coverage of the news gets a bit oppressive, as it does on occasion, it's good to have a place to turn for great music. The artists you hear on KNKX remind us that the arts can be counterpoint to the turmoil of society, and they also remind us that things of quality endure. KNKX brings you the best of jazz and blues, paid for by listeners who appreciate living in a community that's both well-informed and inspired. Every Sunday, right after this program, Ken Wiley comes along and takes you back in time, creating a historical journey of vintage jazz, a musical journey like no other, exploring the lives and talents of jazz artists as well as the history of trends in jazz. I never hear Ken's program, but what I learned something too. It's always a special treat to hear Ken on Sunday afternoons. I hope you'll support his program and this one by contributing now. Go to knkx.org and think about becoming a sustaining member. A monthly gift can be charged to your credit card, hardly noticed by you, but very important to us because people like you join together to make monthly contributions to support the ongoing jazz, blues, and news on this station. Full information on how you can help is at knkx.org. Click on the donate button. This is Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. You know, every summer for the past 30-odd summers, we've spent the last weekend of July in Port Townsend for Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend annual festival, which caps a week of jazz workshops and brings together an all-star jazz faculty on stage at McCurdy Pavilion. One of the people who has been a part of that almost as long as I and has been to most of those performances is the pianist George Cables, who's a much-treasured part of Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend. And last year, there was a celebration of George Cables, which brought together an all-star group to play a concert of George Cables' music with George at the piano. Stefan Harris is on vibes, Terrell Stafford on trumpet, Tim Warfield tenor sax, Jeff Clayton on alto sax, Dan Marcus trombone, Chuck Dierdorf bass, and Jeff Hamilton at the drums. Join George Cables at the piano on stage at McCurdy Pavilion at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend and George Cables' composition, Blackfoot. Thank you. Wow. An all-star performance of music of George Cable's recorded during Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend last summer. George Cable's at the piano on his composition, Blackfoot, joined by Stefan Harris on vibes, Terrell Stafford on trumpet, Tim Warfield, tenor sax, Jeff Clayton, alto sax, Dan Marcus, trombone, Chuck Dierdorf, bass, and Jeff Hamilton on drums. Blackfoot by George Cable's from Jazz Port Townsend last summer. Just one of the many events that we bring you here on Jazz Northwest as we travel around and pick up live music on location to share with you here on Jazz Northwest. Helps make you aware of the great variety of music that is available both from visiting artists as well as from resident artists who live here year-round and provide a great musical inspiration. We'd like a little inspiration from you here on our Jazz Northwest Spring Fun Drive. KNKX is a listener-supported station, and the largest single support of funding comes from listeners just like you. Please become a sustaining member today with a monthly gift that's right for you. Your sustained giving will provide us with a steady revenue stream that we can rely on. You can give any amount that's meaningful for you. Every donor, any amount, makes a difference. You can make your first gift now. If you're a new KNKX listener, we need your support. Join the KNKX family of members as a sustaining member. Make a difference with just $5 or $10 a month. You can join other listeners in supporting KNKX with an ongoing monthly gift or by making a one-time gift, any amount that works for you. Reliable listener support keeps your favorite programs on the air at KNKX. You can join a dedicated community of listeners who support the station with your first ever gift today at knkx.org. If you enjoy the music you hear on this program, if you like the opportunity to hear concerts you've enjoyed in person again on the radio, this is the time to support this program, Jazz Northwest. Go to knkx.org and click on Donate to see how you can help. Coming up the latter part of this week, another Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum, co-presented by Earshot Jazz, the Seattle Art Museum, and 88.5 KNKX. The wonderful pianist, Barcelona-born Marina Albero, a strong Spanish influence, as you might expect in her piano playing and compositions. She's a pianist, a vibraharpist. She also plays the psaltery, which is a sort of hammered dulcimer. And she will be joined by Jeff Johnson on bass. It's Marina Albero, Jeff Johnson duo in the Art of Jazz concert Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30. We'll also be there to record for an upcoming broadcast. Same night, Alex Dugdale will be playing with his Fade Quartet at Egan's. Clipper Anderson's quartet will be at Tula's. And Samantha Boschnick has her Seismic Belt CD release party at the Royal Room on Thursday night. Elena Mack Band will be at Egan's. Catherine Russell opens at Jazz Alley and will play through the weekend Thursday through Sunday. And on Friday night, the Big Hot Java Cool Jazz brings together five outstanding high school jazz bands in a big concert at the Paramount Theater. That starts at 7 o'clock. The same night, Tim Byrne, David Torn, and Chester Smith will be at the Royal Room. The Bill Anschel Quartet plays at Tula's, and Mark Lewis and Overton Berry will be at Brother Don's in Bremerton. Lots of jazz activity. We try to keep you informed of what's going on and to sample some of these great groups playing around the area here on Jazz Northwest. Show your support for the program and the station by pledging your support now. Go to knkx.org for more information. Click on Donate. We've recorded in many locations around the Seattle area, and one of our favorite spots is Tula's in the 2200 block of Belltown. Here is a group playing at Tula's called the Axiom Quartet. It features Phil Perisot on drums, Michael Glenn on bass, John Hansen at the piano, and Alexei Nikolaev plays tenor and soprano saxes with the group. This is a tune by John Hansen titled Sippin'. That's the Axiom Quartet playing at Tula's in downtown Seattle on 2nd Avenue in Belltown. Alexei Nikolaev was the soprano saxophonist. John Hansen was at the piano. It was his composition as well. And Michael Glenn on bass and leader Phil Parison on drums. The Axiom Quartet and a tune titled Sippin'. wrapping up our Jazz Northwest for today. I'm Jim Wilkie, and if you're a new listener to KNKX, please consider the positive difference KNKX makes on your daily life. KNKX is always there to inform and inspire you. Please be there for us with your first gift today. If you're a longtime KNKX listener and have been meaning to make a gift for a while, now's the time to act. It just takes a couple of minutes to complete the online form, and then you can continue on as a listener knowing you have done your part to keep the great programs coming on KNKX. Go to knkx.org for more information and click on the donate button. For years, thousands of dedicated listeners have kept this station strong, and thousands more came through to create and uplift the now independent KNKX with their generous support. Join them today with your first gift. The more listeners who take that first rewarding step from listener to member, the more we can grow and expand this essential service to our community. Make the first move. Go to knkx.org now. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for listening today. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.